Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Norbert, listen to the names of these medicines. Dr. F.G. Johnson's French female pills. Or how about Dr. Salwin's magic Nervine pills?
You can't be serious.
There were a bunch of these, and they were sold from the 18th to the early 20th centuries. As a group, they were called patent medicines. Untested medicines sold in shops, traveling medicine shows, and through mail order.
The term patent medicine originated in England as proprietary medicines whose ingredients were given government protection. Among the early ones to arrive in America were Daffy's Elixir Salutis for colic and griping, and Dr. Bateman's Pectoral Drops.
People found patent medicines for just about any ailment without a prescription. These products made outlandish claims, but did they really work? And what was in them? Recently, a group of researchers sought to find out by testing 50 of the hundreds of products.
Most contained vegetable extracts and a lot of alcohol. Others had potent drugs such as opium, cocaine, or heroin, and were given to colicky babies, sometimes with tragic results. A few, such as the French female pills, did have potentially healthy ingredients such as iron, calcium, and zinc. But even these contained lead, and others had heavy metals such as silver, mercury, and arsenic.
The patent medicine industry was lucrative and thrived unregulated until 1906, when Congress passed the Pure Food and Drug Act, and then in 1938, when medicines had to list their ingredients.
Though patent medicines have disappeared, today we have dietary supplements that also claim great health benefits. I wonder what future scientists will think of the medicines we use today.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.